Caitlin saw a very curious creature. "Why is that little crab inside a seashell?" she asked. "It is a hermit crab. It doesn't have a hard shell like most crabs have, so it searches on the reef floor for shells that other creatures have left behind," answered Mr. Hansen. "Can you see the little shrimp hiding over there? That animal is called a cleaner shrimp because it eats parasites off the fish. He is another good neighbor." Caitlin was thrilled with the reef creatures. However, she was tired of the discussions between Mr. Hansen and the other members of their group. Grandma and Dominic were still focused on Mr. Hansen's presentation. Caitlin ventured off on her own. Chapter 3. Caitlin Wanders. "I can find my own adventure," Caitlin whispered as she wandered down the dark hall. All along the hall were smaller tanks built into the wall, like an endless row of colorful windows. The first window she came to was filled with orange jellyfish, each about the size of Caitlin's fist. They were bell-shaped, like the skirt that Caitlin's ballet teacher wore in dance class. Caitlin watched the jellyfish float up and down in the tank. The jellyfish began to look more and more like ballet dancers. Then Caitlin stared. One jellyfish had actually turned into a ballet dancer. That was impossible. She shook her head. Caitlin moved to the next tank.